We're just about to get Vince Wilfork, and when we do, we'll throw him on the air. And we do have him. It's great to have the two-time Super Bowl champ, Vince Wilfork, and he's got a new show on the Food Network, which also is on Discovery Plus. It's called NFL Tailgate Takedown. And Vince, welcome to the show. You know, I'm from Oakland, and at the Coliseum before the Raiders moved, the tailgate was a tradition unlike no other. But yet a lot of people, you know, Packers fans, others, it's a huge, huge thing. How did the show get off the ground?
Well, you know, in during COVID, you know, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out, like, brainstorming on things, like what direction I want to go. I'm retired now. What I want to do, you know, and I thought about a tailgate show. I wrote it out and everything. And the NFL got in contact with me. And it was like, hey, we thinking of this tailgate show. I said, I'm thinking of a tailgate show. They were like, so that's how it started during COVID. So we tried then, but we just ran out of time. It wasn't ready for a lot of time. So we came back. And next year, everything got in order. We got everything in order. So then, boom, we're like, okay, now it's time. So basically, the NFL was basically thinking the same way I was thinking. What can we do to bring to football that's different? You know, we're coming out of COVID. We need some new stuff out there. We want to get guys back going, the fans and everything. So they had this just marinating, and we just put it together, you know. And when we put it together, you know, that's my co-host, Sonny Anderson, linked me with her. That's like, you're going to love her. I said, good. Like, give me somebody who I can learn from, because I never host. So I need to know what's, you know, how to host. And I was like, oh, don't worry, Sonny, I'll get you in. You know, I ended up meeting Sonny and fell in love with Sonny as a sister. And I mean, she just took me up under her wing and just showed me the way. And I'm a sponge. So I look at everything and I observe a lot. So I will watch her and just see how she maneuver and how she do this, or how she stand in the front of a camera here and what type of questions she asks. So I learned a lot being on set with her. And then, like, when we have time, you know, when we're off set, you know, I just ask a question, just start brainstorming. But that's how the show came about. And we just took off from there.
You know, it's interesting too, Vince, when you're coming out of the U as a first-round pick, and a lot of first-round picks don't work out. What was it like for you when you had the – I mean, I'm sure you ate it up, and obviously you had an amazing career, but, you know, first day at camp, you know, like, were there any doubts in your mind, or you just, like, take to fish to water?
Never. No doubt. I never had no doubt. And then coming from the University of Miami, one of the things that helped me was our regimen, how we practice, what football meant to us down there. So when I got to New England, it was kind of a similar background, you know, New England Patriots and what they stand for. They're coming off of, you know, a Super Bowl run, Bill Belichick, no-nonsense type coach. They play physical. They play fatty this. So I feel right in line. And then, you know, I'm with a guy named Ty Warren, and then I'm with a guy, Richard Seymour, and Jarvis Green, and Willie McGinnis, Mike Vrabel, and Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson, Ty Law. So I have all these, and Rodney Harrison in the back. So it's like I have all these guys surrounding me, and we all think alike. We all love football. So it was easy for me to fall in line because those were my leaders. My leaders didn't tell me how important it was to be at practice and practice hard, and didn't have all that. They led by example, you know. So it was easy for me to fall in line because we did the same thing when at the University of Miami, when I had all the leadership there and how we played as a brotherhood and as one. New England Patriots were the same way. We played as a brotherhood and as one, and we trusted one another, and we won a lot of football games.
No doubt, and just this year getting into the Patriots Hall of Fame, that'd be pretty cool for you there, huh?
Yeah, that was, man, let me tell you, and I tell people to this day, even guys talking about the, you know, the Football Hall of Fame, and I say, you know, it's good to be in the midst of that conversation, but I never played the game for that. Mm-hmm. I play the game of football because I love playing football and I love the camaraderie. I don't care about self accolades, you know. I want to be a Super Bowl champ, you know. That was my thing, a team sport. And I tell people all the time, I say, listen, if I was a selfish player, could have went to track and field, could have threw the shot put because I was really good at shot put. If I wanted to be a selfish individual or an individual, I could have just stayed in track. But I say, no, I chose football because I love the camaraderie. I love what it takes to get everybody on one page for one goal and get this big. I love that. So when they say, okay, well, Vince, we're going to move you to nose tackle. Okay. That's true. I wasn't one of those guys that really cared about my stats. I didn't care about how many sacks or this. I didn't care about that. I'm like, whatever. If you want 20 sacks, good for you. I'll be the best teammate to help you get them. That's how I roll. But I guess, you know, with me having that mentality, like a selfishness of me, you know, I made the plays that I needed to make. I made some great plays that a nose tackle don't make. So now, you know, I'm in the discussion of, you know, Pro Hall of Football fame, the whole Pro Football Hall, and the Patriots. I'm in the Patriots Hall. And that's mean a lot to me because out of all the greats and out of all the organizations, for me to be in the Hall of Fame for the New England Patriots, you're talking about probably going to go down probably the best team there is. And it ran NFL for 2 decades. Ran it. Hands down. It was the Patriots, and that was it. It wasn't nobody else for 2 decades. And if you want to sneak into in the 90s, the later 90s, when they go and play Green Bay and lose the Super Bowl, they started winning then. So you can, 1.5 decades, they ran football. And you telling me I'm a Hall of Famer for that organization? I'll take that any day, even if I never, ever get the old gold jacket. I'm good. So I'm very appreciative. I appreciate everything that, you know, the Kraft family, the organization, my fans, my teammates, my staff. Like, I love every bit of, that's my family. So it meant a lot for me to be a part of the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Very cool. And, I mean, 3 interceptions for an interior lineman. There are DBs, you know, that play 10 years don't get 3 interceptions.
You know, like I said, I don't remember all my plays, but I remember I've made some plays from a nose tackle standpoint that you'll never see, you know? So I'm pretty proud of my career, not just because of what I did, but what I accomplished with my teammates and what we accomplished as a team. I'm very happy and proud to be part of the New England Patriots organization.
No doubt. We just have about a minute for your show, NFL Tailgate Takedown. What was your favorite thing that you ate?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I'm a corn dog fan. So we had one episode. they made like a corn dog, like a corn fit line, you know, burgers. Like, when I tell you there wasn't anything, I don't even eat coleslaw. And somebody made some coleslaw. When I ate it, I fell in love. So it wasn't nothing I taste that was nasty, put it that way. And I taste basically from every show.
Everybody should check it out tonight, episode 2. And it's at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on Food Network and streaming on Discovery Plus. It's the Food Network teaming up with the NFL for NFL Tailgate Takedown. As I mentioned, Sonny Anderson and our guest, the great Vince Wilfork. Vince, thanks for coming on, man. Congratulations on the show, and let's catch up again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys. Y'all have a good one now.